Hello, everyone. Welcome to Development Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studios. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
I'm feeling cool, man, with this Hyena cigar band.
Yeah, I got my vaccines ready to go cough at people again.
Happy to be talking about Blackworks Studio. It feels like it's been a hot minute since we talked about Blackworks.
That's right. Let me see if I can get this.
You got that dope picture.
Oh yeah,
that's sexy.
Picture up here.
High resolution, high megapixels.
Come on, let's see this.
Just it's just for the DP crew.
Where is the photos? I don't have the photo up here, so sorry guys, I don't have it.
Really?
Oh,
I blew it.
no.
We're talking about the Blackworks Studio Hyena Corona Gorda. It is 5.5 inch by 46. Comes out of the Fabrica Oveja Negra factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Cameroon. Binder is Nicaraguan Habano. Filler is from Nicaragua. It is blended by James Brown. Price point is $12. And cigar was released in February of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
I liked it. I will admit that I am rarely a fan of anything that Blackworks puts out, but this was so different. I thought this was a really good contrast of like sweet and spicy, generous portions of cedar. There's like a game meatiness to it, baking spices. It's like a I almost got this like yam note, like sweet potato yam. Delicious.
Well, yam and sweet potatoes are very different.
Well, that consist that kind of that,
The starch,
the
right?
starch.
Starch.
Yeah, exactly. For sure. And I got this like effervescence to it, like a soda pop. Yeah, some people call it soda pop. Some people call it soda.
Some people call it Coke.
Some people call it Coke.
Coke.
Yeah, so it was delicious. So I got some nice minerals to the cigar. It was actually really good all the way through. I was really surprised by A, how it's not a typical Blackworks kind of a cigar, which I'll kind of get into later. But this was awesome. I would love to own more of these.
All right, Seth, what was your experience like?
Yeah, I mean, sweet spice, floral, tobacco, earth, coffee, notes throughout. I really like the sweet spice. You could kind of get that. I mean, it's Cameroon, but it had like this really like dark Cameroon flavor profile where you were getting those sweet spices, but there was tons of strength to the cigar, I thought, but I loved it. It was like, wow, I'm actually really digging this. So it was a good cigar. I mean, we'll get to it in this when I get to the scores, but it was just like it was lacking for some reason, skipping like being really good to being like amazing. So because I thought the construction and the draw were just beautiful in the cigar.
Nice. All right, John, what were your thoughts?
Can echo a lot of what's already been said. A lot of sweetness, cocoa. The sweetness was kind of more of a brown sugar sweetness, like that, like caramelized brown sugar for me, which was really pleasant. And I think with Cameroon, you can, I guess one of the pluses of Cameroon is this kind of mustiness. And I didn't really get that till the second third. So I wasn't sure, because I tried to go into this blind, wasn't sure what it is. And then when I got that mustiness in the second third, I was like, damn, is this Cameroon? It's kind of sneaky Cameroon, because it did showcase a bunch of flavors. And I'll echo what June said. As the resident Blackworks Studio fanboy, this is very different than a lot of what James puts out. This is very out of his wheelhouse, I would say. It's not, I didn't find it, as spice forward or like dark toasted flavor forward. It was a lot more nuanced, a lot more subdued, and I thought the blend was quite good. The last third kind of didn't live up to the same complexity as the first and second third for me, but it was still quite pleasant. And as Seth mentioned, the construction was just perfect, which take note, everybody out there releasing limitadas. This limited release and the construction's perfect. It's good. I really enjoyed it. Aaron, what about
All
you?
right, so I found a picture. So I
Nice.
will see if I can't bring this up here.
Yeah, son.
Let me see if it's here or not. All right, can we
Wait for it. It's kind of,
see it?
there we go. There we go.
There?
That's a sizable nipple.
Yeah,
Yeah, this
by
is
the way, Sorry.
Go ahead.
But by the way, all y'all haters giving this good in the pre-light, what more do you want, man? What more do you want? You know, James. It's got a nipple cap. It's got a closed foot. You know, it's got some artisanal touches. If what more do you want for a very good pre-light?
It had everything. It had really almost everything going for it. And the back, I love the little.
Disagree. I would like to see. I liked another band. I like to have to see a cedar sleeve.
No.
I like to let it come in a coffin box. I would like to maybe come with a sign, you know, like a little slip that'll say "Thank you, June, for purchasing."
You want like a fortune cookie thing? You want to pull something out of it?
Yes, I want.
Idea where there's a fortune cookie thing under the band. Someone's gonna take that.
They already do that with all the fun stuff.
Yeah, I want to learn the Chinese word of the day. You know.
You know, John, when we say fortune cookie, how sweet would it be? This is the bigger challenge, is if you do like the Hershey's Kiss thing where you have the foil there and you pull it. And when you do it, you already get it pulls the cap so you can just draw right there. Someone should figure that out.
Oh, shit.
Well, just think if they did that on the Underground 10, it's got that little ribbon that goes over the head. Maybe they should have done put the ribbon underneath the cap.
And if they had done that, they would have gone all the way to amazing in the pre-light, but not going to get
that. Dude, that sounds pretty sick, man.
Joe.
All right. So for me, Cigar started with a nice combination of flavors, but lost complexity as it reached the second third and was kind of fairly average the rest of the way. Construction was great. Allowed me to just focus on the flavors. I would be interested in trying the other Vitola in this line just to see if it smokes any differently, maybe extending the complexity a little bit longer. What did it for me was the overall dryness in the profile. That was what kind of took it down. The flavors were good. The dryness was just a distraction. Otherwise, I would have scored this cigar better.
Now, I will back up Aaron on this. I didn't get the dryness until the second half of the first third, and it was definitely distracting. For me, it was more pronounced in the second third, but I didn't find that it like took away from the flavor profile. But I'll back you up on that. It was definitely drawing in the palate.
So I'm on the fence about smoke, you know, whether I'd smoke this again. I scored it. It scored right in that spot where it's like, you know, either way I could go. I would smoke the other Vitola just to see if that one, you know, which way that one leans. And then I would know.
What is the other Vitola?
The Lonsdale. Lancero.
Oh.
Lonsdale.
I chose this one because the last like limited we did from them was we chose the Lancer or Lonsdale. So I said, all right, let's go Corona Gorda for this one. So
he doesn't make. I don't think he makes bad smaller cigars. I think he makes really consistently good smaller cigars.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the scores. We're going to start out the top with June at 7.07. John was next at 6.82. Seth gave it a 6.10. I gave it a 6 even. So June had that 7.07 matchup for you.
So it totally matches. It's so surprising for me to like a Blackworks cigar this much. So yeah, like I said, I would love to smoke more of these. I don't even care what the other one Vitola smokes like. I'm just going to smoke these.
All right, John, 6.82.
Yeah, I would have been up there with June if that last third would have been good for me. And I think, as you mentioned with the dryness, I think if the dryness had backed off maybe a half notch, three quarters of a notch, it could have possibly gone to very good in the first third. So, I would happily smoke this. And this Vitola, a different Vitola, cousin's Vitola, doesn't really matter. It was very nice.
All right, Seth, 6.10.
Yeah, listen, it was a really, really good cigar. I think that if you could keep that strength and that strong, sweet spice, but add a little bit more, maybe with a higher ring gauge, I could see this cigar getting into the high sevens for me. I thought it was awesome blend. A petite robusta would be very fun.
Yeah, my 6 even matches up well. I mean, it was a above average flavor profile, great construction. If I could just dodge that dryness, I'd be up there with you guys in the score. It was just too much of a distraction for me. I just don't like having to like constantly pound the water or if I'm not drinking water, just to sit there kind of with that like dry mouth where I feel like I just kind of like I'm licking a piece of wood that's just kind of completely drying out my tongue. So, final thoughts on this cigar?
Yeah, this is John, you talked about this too, but this is so different than what James typically does. Like, the reason why I don't like a lot of his cigars is because it's like there's so much over like strength, and it's like a lot of the flavors he does is really like punchy with like really rustic, dark kind of flavors. But this one was, I mean, this one, you know, had a lot of, you know, the more the darker type flavors, but it was such a nice balance of sweet earth spice kind of a thing going on. Man, if he would do more of this, I'll be all over, you know, a lot of his lines.
June will be on the swag store getting that ring. What?
I don't know about that. I'll probably just
About the lighter?
ask. Yeah, I'll probably just ask him where he gets those special Nikes so I can sell them on the secondary, make money.
There you go.
There you go. All right, if you just catch this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
I know.